Jeff Langman, joined here today by Chloe Cook. Of course, she is a Carroll Tiger. She is our Brinks Cabinet Design Athlete Spotlight of the month for the month of September. Chloe, appreciate you joining us. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you have a good summer?
I did, yeah.
So tell us, what did you do for the summer? What's Chloe Cook do when she's not on the basketball court or the volleyball, you know, court? What do you do when in the summertime?
Well, when I'm not playing sports, I'm usually hanging out with some friends or, yeah, that's pretty much it, spending time with my family.
I imagine you probably play a little basketball and volleyball in the summer as well.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
How did the off season go for you? Let's start with that a little bit.
The off season, it's been good. Lots of open gyms and everything. Just kind of get a lot of skill work in before the season starts.
Is that the big focus for you, is just kind of getting the skills? What skills were you kind of focusing on?
Well, for volleyball, obviously I'm a middle hitter. So, you know, we work on hitting, we work on blocking, work on all that front row action.
In basketball-wise?
Basketball, same thing. Me and my sister and my mom were always in the gym during the summer. Usually us three and some other girls to come in and just work on skills, post-work, all that.
You bring up your mom and your sister. Let's talk family here for a moment. You know, tell me about your family, you know, brothers, sisters. I know them, but I want our listeners to know. Tell us who your family is and tell us a little bit about each of them.
So we're all very into sports, obviously. My mom coaches our basketball team. My dad coaches Bodie football and all that. And very just big into sports. We have Caden who plays football over at Iowa State, and then me and my sister have played sports together for our whole lives, pretty much, just basketball.
So what's it like? Is there any pressure having, you know, two parents, and not saying they put pressure on you, but both of them were D1 athletes, both of them successful D1 athletes. Is that kind of, that's unique. Not everybody gets to have that. What's that like, and is there any pressure kind of knowing how good of athletes mom and dad were when they were younger?
Yeah, I mean, my mom was very good at basketball, so there's a little pressure there, but I wouldn't say I have the same goals as going D1 as her, so there's no, like, pressure that-wise. She's very talented, and it's just good to be able to be coached from her.
What's that like playing for your mom?
It's fun. It has its moments sometimes, but it's a lot of fun.
And your sister, tell me a little bit about Allie. And you said you guys have been playing sports. Is there a rivalry there? Is it a fun rivalry, or is there no rivalry and you just really get along?
There's for sure a little rivalry there, but we try to get along for my mom's sake, because otherwise we'd have it out at practice.
Did you two grow up kind of going at each other a little bit? Who wins when you're in the backyard?
Oh, my gosh. No. Well, now more so that some of our other posts are gone, we usually are, like, guarding each other when we're scrimmaging and stuff, so we just kind of take it at each other. It's a little drama.
It helps make you both better, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What's that like to have a sister that's right there with you that, you know, is probably as competitive as you are and stuff to be able to battle with every day, but at the same time, you're learning from each other as well?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good thing to have. She just pushes me, and I push her, and I think we just make each other better, and it's great to have her.
You mentioned your brother, Caden. He's over at Iowa State and heading into his senior year there with the football team. What kind of conversations do you have with him if you're thinking about playing at any level, at the next level, in any kind of sport? He's there now. Do you talk to him about those type of things?
Well, yeah, I do. I hear his experience, and I know what he goes through over there, and it's just good to, like, understand what they have to do and just how to get there, and he for sure tells me how hard I need to be working if I actually want to get there.
Is that the biggest thing you've learned from him, or what have you learned from your brother growing up?
How to work hard and how to just work to get what you want. I mean, he didn't come easy for him either. He spent a lot of time in the gym and a lot of time playing football and stuff. So,
when you were little and started 3, 4, 5 years old, when you first got out and started kind of playing ball in the backyard or goofing off with family members, what was the first sport you really kind of got into?
Oh, gosh. I would assume basketball because we had a little hoop in our backyard that we played on.
You ever lower it down and dunk on it?
I'm sure I did, yeah.
Do you, is basketball the love for you, or volleyball? Is there a sport that like really kind of just burns you a little bit that they're you're so passionate about?
I love both. I love volleyball. I love basketball. I love them both. It really just, if I'm in the season, I love that sport more in the moment, I would say.
Okay. So when your family gets together, is it basketball? What is it that when you guys go out to the backyard just to kind of have some fun? Is it cards? I mean, what's the Cook family do to kind of have fun and compete with each other?
Basketball for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
If we go to the gym or the driveway, you know, play basketball.
I heard you mention earlier how good your mom is. Who wins?
My mom. I've never beat her.
Do you come close?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. So what makes your mom so good?
I don't know. She's very talented. Obviously, she's worked very hard. She played at Ohio State, so she's coached good there. And she's just very talented.
Let's talk school with you a little bit. Entering your junior season, you know, what classes you taking? What do you enjoy to study?
I'm not quite sure what I enjoy yet, but I'm taking lots of DMAT courses, you know, and just getting all my credits done this year, and should be a good year.
Favorite teacher or anything? Favorite professor? Which, is there a class that you're like, man, I can't wait to get to that class, whether it's the subject or the person that's teaching for you?
Yeah, I like taking athletic performance, like weights and that with Joyner. Just a fun, like, time you could actually, like, talk and, you know, socialize, so I enjoy doing that.
Okay. What's the benefits, do you think, from that class and from weight training itself?
Oh, it definitely makes you stronger for sure in season and throughout the summer program too. We just build muscle and quickness, and it helps with all of our sports.
Okay. In your free time, do you read? Do you like to read? You know, what kind of games do you like to play and stuff with your friends when they come over?
We watch a lot of movies. I'm not really into reading. Me and my friends, we like movies. We enjoy tanning, spending time by the pool and stuff like that.
Okay. What type of movies are the favorites for you?
Oh, I like thrilling ones, like just scary or some of like action, but they like more laid back.
Okay. So if it's just you sitting at home and you're going to flip a movie in or put one on, what is it?
Oh, gosh. Probably like a Marvel movie.
Favorite Marvel character?
Oh, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Why?
He's an actor. I don't know. He's a good one.
Okay. All right. Which is your favorite Spider-Man movie?
Probably the newest one. What is it? Far From Home. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. So when your friends are over, you say they like a little bit different of movies, like when your group of friends come over, and tell us who those friends are, who do you hang with a little bit, you know, what movies do you guys put on then?
More like romance, you know, like chill, just casual movies that aren't very adventurous or like have much action. I'm friends with both the volleyball team, basketball girls. We're all just very close friends.
And that's kind of probably what helps make this group fun and be successful, right, is how tight you guys are as kind of a group?
Oh, for sure, yeah. It helps a lot.
Okay. So if you're not watching movies or, as you said, tanning and stuff, what else do you do for fun?
Oh, goodness. Go out to eat, yeah.
Okay, let's talk food a little bit. You know,
yeah.
what's the food of choice for you?
We go to Toronto a lot.
I had a feeling that might be the answer. You know, it seems like every time I stop down there, it's not you that I always see, but it always seems like when I walk in, I'm like, I think almost every high school kid I know is here and stuff. So what's your food of choice when you go to Rancho's?
Oh, you're going to laugh, Jeff.
Why is that?
I eat chicken strips.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not laughing, but I will admit, what is it about the chicken strips at Rancho's?
More so I don't like Mexican food, so just good old chicken strips.
Now I'm laughing a little bit, so yes. So I'm taking it that it's not your choice where you go. It's the friends that want to go there.
I do enjoy a little chips and queso, but
Okay. So what advice do you want to leave for any young kid out there that maybe wants to be the next Chloe Cook coming up through, you know, Carroll High or whatever school they go to? What advice as far as schoolwork and how to become the best person and best athlete that they can become like Chloe Cook?
I would have to say spend some time out of season working on it. You can't just pick the ball up when season comes and just get right into it. You got to spend some time outside of season and you got to manage your time well when it comes to school and stuff to be a student athlete. And I would say time management is a big one, and time off season playing the sport would help.
We'll end it with volleyball, Beans. We're right at the beginning of the season. You guys will have your first match coming up. I know you head up to Lake City this weekend for a scrimmage on Saturday with a bunch of other teams. So goals for this team, how good can this team be, and where do you feel like you guys can finish this year?
This team, coming into the season, we're definitely playing a lot better than some of us expected, and that's good. I see us finishing pretty well in our conference. I do. Yeah, I think we should be pretty good in our conference this year.
Do you set individual goals, or is everything you think of kind of team-orientated first?
I set more team-oriented goals than more individual.
Well, I tell you what, it's sure. Fun catching up with you. As you know, I always like to tease you a little bit when I see you, but I might have to teach you about chicken strips now at Rancho's. But I appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations again on being named our Brinks Cabinets Design Athlete Spotlight for the month of September. So congratulations, and we'll see you soon here at a upcoming volleyball game.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Chloe Cook joining us here today, part of the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network.